Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Another edition of What's on Your Mind for a Wednesday, brought to you today by the North Dakota Petroleum Council, NorthDakotaOilCan.com, NorthDakotaOilCan.com to find out more about 80,000 plus jobs, $43 billion in economic impact, too. Check it out at NorthDakotaOilCan.com. I'm Scott Hennen. Todd Mitchell is here.
Hello.
Congressman Kevin Cramer will be here next hour. This hour we have the entire hour to find out what is on your mind. So you can tell us at 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. I met Tim Tebow's mom last night. Heard her speak. Wonderful event. We talked a little bit about it yesterday. North Dakota Family Alliance put on a fun little event. A room packed full of people. Neat stories. Really, really neat stories from, you know, the things that Tim Tebow has done. And, you know, all inspired by incredible upbringing by his parents, without question. That was fun. What'd you do last night, Todd? Anything fun and exciting?
Not really.
No? Kind of your average night?
Lead a pretty boring life. Try to get the night's sleep. I didn't get the night before last, and that didn't work out.
Well, I decided.
Aren't you glad you asked that question?
Yeah. our daughter, our youngest daughter, Haley, who is a sixth grader, she and I decided last night we're getting a little nervous about Thursday night's University of North Dakota hockey matchup for Boston. I still think they're going to beat Boston.
Of course.
Let's just keep saying that. But, you know, the butterflies start, right? You know, you just kind of, oh, man. So tomorrow night, big matchup as the University of North Dakota in Boston for the Frozen Four to take on Boston. So there'll be a bunch of crazy.
And we'll have it here on K-Fire, 7 o'clock air time.
There you go.
And then Saturday night, the championship will hit the air at 6.
Yeah, a little earlier. So let's hope they're there. I have a hunch that they're going to be facing Nebraska-Omaha. So Nebraska-Omaha and Providence are facing off in the other matchup tomorrow.
I have a hunch a few people are going to be calling in sick Friday.
Why is that, Todd?
Because they had too good a time watching the game. And
what a minute. You're saying you can't watch the game
I'm
control
some,
your intake?
Some people can. Some people can't. That's all.
Oh, my gosh. Let's be adults here for crying out loud. People, watch the game, enjoy yourself, and make it into work on Friday morning. Now watch, I won't be here Friday, and you can mock me.
You have a way of jinxing things, Scott.
Yeah,
you know that.
Yeah, exactly right.
Well, Scott's sick today, so it's Todd Mitchell solo. Blah, blah, blah.
Couple of things in the legislature that have caught our attention. One, we have some tweaks to the concealed carry laws in North Dakota. Guns will now be legal for concealed carry permit holders to bring into North Dakota parks, to public restrooms. Thinking rest stops aren't a bad place for a concealed carry weapon. I hate laws with exemptions. You know, I mean, it's just make a law, just make it a law, right? But, of course, this was a law, concealed carry permit. Okay, yep, fine. Oh, but you can't take it there. Whoa, you can't take it there. Whoa, you can't take it there. And then you end up with these stupid signs like they have in Minnesota. Guns are not allowed on these premises. Yeah, unless you're a bad guy, I guess. But
you
anyway,
can start bringing one to work if you can bring one to work.
Political rallies is the other exemption that they have passed now in that law, which this all looks like another victory for common sense to me. Kelly Armstrong said it well, the senator from Dickinson. He was the bill carrier on this. He said, concealed weapons permit holders are not the problem. They're the good guys. They're the ones who are law-abiding citizens. Thank you very much. Seems like a really smart move to me. We asked, do you agree? So call us and tell us whether you agree. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Also, some changes to the voter ID law and things you can use to say you are who you are. It's real simple. Just have a license, you know, with the updated like you should with your address and everything will be just fine. Really A-OK. And, you know, I know some people like to use this. I think, I don't remember who used this. I think maybe it was Chris Berg. I was doing a point of view segment with him, and we were talking specifically about the recent votes on whether or not special protections were necessary for same-sex individuals, to add a sexual orientation description into the list of items that define discrimination into those categories. And my argument remains and was the whole time, North Dakotans aren't going to tolerate discrimination. But if we believe there's a problem, I think there'll be solutions that will be welcomed. But you have to define the problem. You have to demonstrate a problem. In other words, here's what happened to me. And, you know, obviously, anecdotally, dumb things are going to happen. But if there's a sense that this is a problem in need of fixing, I believe we care about people. We care about people. Okay? And if we see discrimination, it'll happen. So my argument in that case was, show me a problem, and I'll be all in favor of a solution. Okay? Well, Chris turned this one back on me. On the voter ID law. Well, wait a minute. Why were you in favor of changes to the voter ID law? We didn't have a big problem here in North Dakota with the laws being broken and whatnot. And I said, well, I don't necessarily believe that's true because a lot of people were able to sign affidavits saying, I am who I say I am. That's a little weird.
If you have to have an ID to get a video, you should have to have an ID to vote.
That's just common sense. I really believe that. Not to mention, there were a growing number of people who signed affidavits saying, I am who I say I am. In other words, no proof, just an affidavit saying, yep, that's me. And then you really have no way of who is that person, where are they, what's their address, right? There's no recourse.
There's too many other walks of life where you have to have an ID to blow it off on voting. Sorry, yeah, folks.
Exactly. So anyway, kudos for the tweaks in the legislation there as well, because they've removed some things that allow you to be able to say, yep, that's me, and yep, that's my address. Just again, I think what passed last session makes some sense. Show us your ID, and make sure it has your correct address on it, and everything will be fine. And as long as people know, right? We're not just relying on the law passing and then everybody knowing about it. One other story that's on my mind, and then we can just get to whatever you'd like to talk about, by the way. Oh, back to the gun things for a moment. In the You Can't Make Up This Kind of Stupid, a member of Congress that Congressman Kevin Cramer serves with, she's from Connecticut. I've got to ask Kevin if he's ever, dined with this woman in the House dining room and had any conversations with her at all. Her name is Rosa DeLauro, okay? She's from Connecticut, as I call it. She wants gun owners to sell their weapons to the government. And they'd get a tax break for voluntarily turning in their assault rifles. The Support Assault Firearm Elimination and Education Act, being introduced by this woman, providing gun owners with an incentive to turn in their firearms to local police departments. Assault weapons are not about hunting or even self-defense. There's no reason on earth other than to kill as many people as possible in as short a time as possible that anyone needs a gun designed for a battlefield. Okay. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, the weapon is the problem, not the person pulling the trigger from this insane kind of thinking. It just boggles the mind, but I thought you'd appreciate that. But here's the story, I think, I want to have a conversation with you about this. ESPN has a bracket contest every year for their March Madness. And zillions of people fill out brackets and send them in. And ESPN takes all the people that are within 1% of the right picks, okay, the top 1%, and puts them into a hat. This year is about 115,000 people. And they pull one out of the hat. This year they pull out a boy from suburban Chicago who had a near-perfect bracket. He's in the sixth grade. Sam Holtz is his name. One problem. He's 12 years old. And ESPN requires participants to be at least 18. So they've told him he's eligible to claim the top prize.
Yeah, he's out the door.
$20,000 gift card and a trip to Maui is what he would have won, but he's 12. He said, I'm irritated. Yes, I'm still proud of my accomplishment, but I'm not happy with the decision. Here's my question. If you're ESPN, do you sort of say, ah, it's a 12-year-old kid, he's a nice boy, it's a good story, wins our bracket contest, smart kid, let's pick him anyway and sort of forget the rules? Or do you say the rules are the rules? You know what? There's a lot of issues from Iran and what's happening there, and Iran not following rules to, what's going on with our economy, and, you know, we could go on and on and on about the litany of issues that we could tackle today on the program. I believe this one, and the controversy that's ensuing over this, is at the crux of a lot of problems. We don't believe rules are rules anymore. Rules are for somebody else. You know, rule is a rule, right? So
That ESPN might want to hire this kid, though, if he's accurate.
It's a fun story that he won, but should they blow off their own rules? I ask you, do rules matter anymore? 800-228-0550. And the fact that there's a controversy suggests that that's why we have bigger problems.
You tell me. You're listening to the program that asks a very important question. Every day, what's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
You need a truck? S&S Motors, Watford City is the place. Brent Sanford and his team at S&S Motors are the best. I love my new Ford F-150. Tell you what, did I save a pile? And you can too at S&S Motors in Watford City. Call them at 701-444-2341. And if you need a new truck, they'll find it for you. Whatever you want, whatever make, model, and they'll have it delivered. It's a great deal. 701-444-2341, S&S Motors, Watford City, or stop and see them at 1204 4th Avenue Northeast in Watford City. You're going to love them.
First International Bank and Trust knows that dreams make life worth living. So let's dream. Let's worry less about money. Let's have more moments being in the moment. Let's live first. With free checking and convenient online and mobile banking, you can focus on things that money can't buy.
Happy birthday!
Open an account today at livefirstmobile.com. Member FDIC.
Watford City. We're not the same, we're better. We're on the edge of adventure and we're surrounded. Surrounded by rivers for canoeing, the legendary Lake Sakakawea for fishing, and pristine grasslands for everything in between. We're wide open spaces and an invitation to explore. We're the majestic badlands of Theodore Roosevelt National Park and the beginning of the rugged 100-mile Matahe Trail. We're hiking, biking, horseback riding, and camping underneath the stars. We're Watford City, and we're time out for family fun. We're rib fest and street dances, high school football games, and rodeos at the county fair. We're Watford City, a hometown and a destination. We're the West at its best, because some things never change. Come see for yourself, or find out more at voicesofwatford.com. That's voicesofwatford.com.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 4.
Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour. It's Wednesday, so we'll do the talk radio town hall in its regular slot. Questions or comments, welcome always. Actually, 24/7, as a matter of fact. At 855-200-1776, press 1. And otherwise, wait and join us next hour live for Congressman Kevin Cramer with your questions for your one and only member of the United States House joining us on What's on Your Mind today, Congressman Cramer, next hour. All right, let's get to the phones here and find out what's on your mind. You found out what's on mine. One other story I didn't get to yet, I'll just throw out there. The story on the Forum News Service by Patrick Springer with all kinds of questions on whether or not Governor Jack Dalrymple will be running in 2016, whether Senator Heidi Heitkamp wants to run for governor. Would you like to see Heidi Heitkamp run for governor? Who would you like the Republican nominee to be? I'd like to know your thoughts on that, too. We got a lot of ground to cover today. And a whole hour to do it, so let's get to it. Jim in Fargo, what is on your mind?
Well, what's on my mind is I wish that the last previous would do his job in the Republican Party. You know, Jeb Bush might be a very fine man, you know, but, I mean, tell him to quit sucking up the money and get out of the presidential thing. They cannot win. It has the Democrats an issue, whether you like George W. Bush or not. I mean, it just absolutely conjures up everything. When the Republicans have got to have some leadership at the top, say, you know, there's no way we can afford to run you as president and win. We can't do it. It cannot happen. But the blue bloods out there, the 20%, so he sucks up the money. You know, you got to go with somebody that can win. I mean, it's absolutely crucial that we win this election. Because if that piece of human debris gets in the office.
We lose you, Jim? We lost a little.
If Hillary Clinton gets in, huh?
Hillary Clinton is the to use your analogy, the debris?
Yeah. If she gets in, we're absolutely done.
Yeah, and Ryan Priebus, you mentioned, is the chair of the Republican National Committee, but, you know, it doesn't usually work that way where you go, hey, don't run.
They have polls. I mean, they could gather the party. And what's his name? I try to think of the guy that ran it when Reagan was there. He was one hell of a chairman. He died of a brain tumor at a very young age. But
was that Paul Laxalt? Paul
No.
I know who you're thinking of. Lee Atwater, actually.
Lee Atwater.
Yeah.
So he handled the party and things got done, and he said, no, our object is to win, not to get out, you know,
All right, if you got your wish, Jim, and Jeb Bush was out of the way, who would you like to see emerge?
Well, I Scott Walker or Ted Cruz.
Right. Anybody but Jeb, says Jim and Fargo. Thank you, Jim. Let's go to Valley City. Bob, what's on your mind?
I want to talk about the rules. You say government doesn't have any rules. You can tell all the way from the president on to city and local and county commissioners. Look at North Dakota's open meeting laws. They violate them all the time, and the reason they do is because there's no penalty. So the only people that are following the rules are the people, and the government doesn't follow them anymore.
What's my point, Bob? I think that this ESPN story is just sort of an illustration of a bigger issue that there is. I mean, you know, you'd think that ESPN would just say, really neat story, this youngster won, but he's not eligible, so we're picking somebody else, on we go, right? But there is, I mean, I'm asking the question because there's a controversy over there whether they ought to follow the rules.
Well, the rules are rules. If you don't want to have rules, if you're not going to follow them, don't use them. You know, that's the bottom line. If you're going to have rules, follow them. If you're not going to follow the rules, don't have them.
So tough bounce for the 12-year-old.
Yeah. Well, you know, what can you say?
Well, it might be a good lesson. See, right? Good life lesson.
Give him the prize, but they can still give him a job. The kid's 12. Wouldn't you like to know how he'd pick on some other stuff if he was just as successful?
Yeah, evidently they're thinking about some other kind of prize. 800-228-0550-701-258-0550. Email is welcome to studio@whatsonyourmindradio.com. Boatload of comments on our Facebook page that I'll get to here momentarily. Let's go to Watford City and Bob. Another Bob. It's a big day for Bob's here on the program.
Yeah.
Hello, Bob. What's on your mind, sir?
Well, about the ESPN and the 12-year-old, I think that they should go by the rules. However, I think that in the interest of public relations, it wouldn't be a bad idea to give the 12-year-old, who's a brilliant young man, a consolation prize, which could even be the same as the regular award. And then everybody can be happy.
I hear you, and that would probably be good PR on the part of ESPN. But does it sort of say does it sort of say too the rules aren't the rules though?
No, because the they would still pick a new, you know, name, and that person would get the award from the drawing. But you know, the 12-year-old, you know, I think it wouldn't be a bad idea to just kind of reward his talents and his abilities. You know, that would be just a totally separate thing and would take it out of the drawing part of it.
Sure. It sounds like they're contemplating something along those lines. Bob, appreciate the call. Thanks for sharing your thoughts. 800-228-0550. Ross, North Dakota, right there on Highway 2 between Williston and Stanley. No, I'm sorry. Yeah, between Stanley and Williston, Stanley and Tioga, I guess. What's on your mind, Todd?
Well, you know, you're talking about rules, and you'd be doing that kid a favor by, you know, standing the rules up, making them obey the rules. You know, if they ESPN wants to give them a token something, that'd be all right. But you're doing them a favor by showing them that people have to abide by the rules, and that's what we have to get back to. But enough of that.
So, do you think, Todd, the favor you're suggesting is just a good life lesson? By the way, his mom's ticked too. I guess about all this. So, mommy's not exactly saying there's
great life lesson. Let him. You know, he's going to learn from it. That's just the way it is. Rules are rules, and you know, his parents certainly shouldn't have a problem with that.
Yeah.
Right.
Exactly right. Yeah. Right. And it wasn't like ESPN was hiding it. You know, part of the rules. So.
I have another comment. As far as the presidential election bid, you're right. They should not run it. Jeb Bush, you know, without the money, he wouldn't have a chance anyway. You know, but he's going to have all the money. It will probably go behind him. But I did see where Ted Cruz was seemed to be raising quite a bit of money, the last reports I saw. And another thing, beating Hillary Clinton really shouldn't be the problem. I mean, any debate, the person just throw their hand up in the air and say, what difference does it make? Just keep hitting on that Benghazi. Anything she didn't do because she got nothing done at being Secretary of State. And now her email. What problem could we have if they don't listen to John McCain and you know, how weak, the weak backbone he is? You know, don't say nothing bad about your competition. That's his side. Well, if we stick to that Benghazi, make her answer the questions during debates and other such forums, she could easily be beat. I just don't understand what the problem is.
No matter who runs against her?
No matter who runs.
Yeah, good.
Benghazi, emails, what she did get done as Secretary of State, all the stuff she followed Barack Obama on. How can it be that difficult, Scott, really?
Todd, appreciate the call. Thank you, Warren and Minot. When we come back, what's on your mind? Tell us at 800-228-0550.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realist, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30% while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should too. Find out what they know. Call us and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well. Free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Attention taxpayers, if you've received a notice from the IRS or state, do not ignore it. It's also a big mistake to try and handle your tax problem on your own. If you owe back taxes, it's a fact that the government has the power to take everything you own, including your home, business, wages, savings, and your freedom. But here's the good news. There's a special toll-free tax hotline set up especially for you. This tax hotline will tell you about new programs that are geared to help you dramatically settle, reduce, or eliminate what you owe. But you have to call now. Take down this number or put it in your cell phone. But call 877-345-7645. That's 877-345-7645. 1-800-345-7645. When you call, you get free information on how you can reduce or eliminate back taxes, including penalties and interest. You can also be helped if you have unfiled returns, a tax lien, wage garnishment, bank levy, or if you have been entered into a payment plan but can't make the payments. Don't make the big mistake in thinking you can ignore or handle your tax problem on your own. You can stop the collection process immediately at 1-877-345-7645. That's 1-877-345-7645. 1-877-345-7645.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone.
At 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
Measure on a good night's sleep is how few times I wake up in the middle of the night, just, you know, from, you know, discomfort or for whatever. And my pillow has really helped reduce the amount of times that I wake up. And many times I just, the time I lay my head in the pillow till the time the alarm clock goes up, I don't wake up. You need a better night's sleep. You need my pillow. Most important thing to your health, you know, is how much sleep you get. Most important thing to how much sleep you get. And the quality of your sleep is your pillow. And we have helped a lot of our listeners get a better night's sleep, get rid of things like sleep apnea and snoring and migraines. And love the stories. Keep them going. Keep them coming. 800-506-9028. If you're ready to make today the day you get a better night's sleep by calling our friends at MyPillow and get the two-for-one deal, the original classic pillow, two-for-one. That's a savings of 50% when you call 800-506-9028 or go to MyPillow.com and use the promo code Scott. MyPillow.com and the promo code Scott. 69 money back guarantee, so you'll know you love it. If you don't, send it back. 10-year warranty, and you're going to love it. MyPillow.com. Check it out. All right, back to the phones here. Warren and Minot was next up. Hello, Warren. Tell us what's on your mind.
Yeah, I'm still here.
Good, sir.
Regarding the kid who won the, that was the subject of the ESPN story, what I think should happen is, because he wasn't eligible to actually compete, what should happen is the money should be placed in an account that can't be touched by him or his parents or anyone else, and can only be utilized at a point where he graduates from high school and is eligible to go to college, and that it can only be utilized to pay for college costs. I don't know what people think of that, but I think it'd be a great way for that kid to actually enjoy the benefit of the guess or whatever he did, but yet wouldn't allow him to buy stupid stuff.
Yeah, although, you know, it's a remedy that works. I hear you. I again come back to the fact that it's sort of saying, well, the kid didn't follow the rules, so let's now add some new things here because he's underage. Let's do a fund. He can get it when he's 18, everything else. How about the fact that he was a contestant that wasn't, as the rules called for, 18 years of age or older? He's done. Rules are rules.
Yeah, and I guess if I was the gentleman who would have won, had he not been part of it, then I wouldn't be too pleased with the remedy I just offered.
Yeah. I hear you, Warren. I appreciate the call. Thank you. To me, just, you know, make a rule a rule. Really novel concept. And use it as a life lesson. You know, the guy probably already going to be famous. Letterman or somebody will put him on, right? Somebody else, I mean, ESPN denies him the money. Somebody else probably give it to him. Because they're all about breaking rules. Whether or not this youngster, which is it's a cool story. He gets his bracket's great. It's drawn out of 100,000 things. It's kind of cool. But he didn't follow the rules. Whether or not he gets it, whatever ESPN ends up doing, doesn't really matter in the big scheme of things. The reason I brought it up today for your take is if you, like me, agree this is one of the problems with our country right now. That rules aren't rules. I mean, even I'm going to tie it to this Iran deal. Does anybody anywhere think whatever agreement John Kerry, crafts across the table with these thugs in Iran, they have any intention of following them? I mean, all they're doing is trying to find out what the rules are so they can sort of hide their activity and make it look like they're following the rules. No wonder, because rules aren't rules. Is that too strong? Frank and Bismarck, your take.
No, that's okay. I was just going to say, ESPN's a sports station, and I used to play hockey. I'm sure a lot of your listeners played baseball, hockey, football, something, and the sports themselves have rules, but what happens when you break the rules? Oh, you get a penalty. Maybe they should give the kid a fine. Okay, that's all.
A fine for exactly what his prize was? Yeah. Or,
It's ended.
Oh, it has. Okay.
I still think you can't. Okay, you made the rules. You can't give the kid, what was it, $20,000? Is that the prize?
Yeah.
You can't give the kid $20,000. You're voiding your own rules. However, there's nothing in the rules that says you can't give him a job contract for a salary of $20,000 to be a prognosticator for, like, I don't know, a year, whatever, 6 months. Next football season, next basketball season.
You know what we're going to do, young man? We're going to reward you for breaking the rules. Here you go. Here's a job.
You're not rewarding him because you're not giving him the money you can't give him because of your own rules.
You're getting around the rules.
You can look at him and say, but we see talent in you and we want to hire you, because that happens in real life.
Yeah, that's true. John in Bismarck, you're next on What's on Your Mind. 800-228-0550 if you'd like to weigh in on any of these topics today. 800-228-0550. Hi, John. Good morning.
Hello. Personally, I'd like to see John Hoeven running for president of the United States. I've seen him when he was taking care of the floods, and he never held anything back from the people. He was affluent in his talking and letting the people know what's going on. I think he'd do the same thing as president of the United States, and I think he's probably the best you could probably get and honest.
All right, so you want him in the mix.
You bet.
That's a name I haven't heard. Remember, he was sort of being tossed around for a VP candidate last go-around.
I've watched him, and I consider him to be very, very affluent in his speech and how he says things, and he's able to convey messages to the people and keep them accurate and to the point.
Sure. You don't hear a lot about folks on the North Dakota stage running for president, mainly, I guess, just because most folks launch from a bigger platform, a bigger stage, and they're known, but. Hey, anything could happen. John, appreciate the call. Thank you. Let's go to Fergus Falls, Minnesota, Lakes Country, Otter Tail County. Jim, what's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Scott. Say, when it comes to somebody like Hillary Clinton, I've come across some people that are going to vote for her no matter what. But what kind of a woman hangs on to her husband's coattails when he flies to an island with a convicted pedophile? And she still hangs on to her husband after all the things that he's done to her. That should tell you something right there about that woman and what she would do to get into office, a higher office. It just astounds me as what she gets away with. I mean, if I did that to my wife, and she is concealed carry, she'd put a bullet in my head. I mean, I can't understand how a woman like that would be fit for office. She just destroys everything that she touches. And Peter Cruz for president and Trey Gowdy for attorney general.
Peter Cruz? Peter Cruz or Ted Cruz?
Or Ted Cruz, I'm sorry. Peter Cruz.
Yeah.
Ted Cruz and, Trey Gowdy for Attorney General.
All right. Got you down, Jim. Thank you for the call. Nice to hear from you today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. Here's some of your comments online about the ESPN deal. Jamie says, rules do matter. Tough bounce, kid. Ryan says, it's clearly stated that you must be 18 years or older to be eligible. So congrats, kid. Try again in about 6 years. Troy says, rules are rules. Tough break. Curtis, don't lie about your age. Now, I don't know that he lied or just is pleading ignorance here, you know, and didn't look at what the rules were before he submitted them. Taylor says, look at the comments his mother made. More concerned with her son's 15 minutes than his education. One of these stories, New York Daily News story, talked about her keeping him out of school, for ESPN to call. And I think that's what Taylor's talking about. Kenny says, put the money in a college trust fund for him. Somebody else suggested that here, too. Steve says, rules are rules, I guess. I moved from 140,056 to 140,055. Yeah, you're moving up the list, Steve. And maybe that's why these folks want him gone. They just want a better shot at being the winner. But it looks like you're way down the list. Mark says, I have to say the rules don't seem to matter as much anymore because of dumb discussions like this. The rules are there for a reason. They may be arbitrary, but they are the rule. I'm happy that this kid did well on such a world-changing endeavor, such as filling out his NCAA basketball bracket. But to ask if rules really matter anymore, really? Must be a slow news day, Scott. Cheers. Well, as I say, the specifics of the youngster, whether he gets it or not, and whether NCAA follows, or whether ESPN follows their rules over the NCAA bracket contest, in my mind, tied to a larger issue of the fact that this is controversial. The people are, a 12-year-old won, let him win. There's a rule. Isolated, I would tend to agree with Mark, but otherwise, no. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. We ask what's on your mind for a reason. Jack Dalrymple, will he run for re-election as the governor? Story in the Forum News Service today says Governor Jack Dalrymple has yet to declare his intentions for the 2016 election, but Representative Kevin Cramer is ready with a prediction. Senator Heidi Heitkamp, elected in 2012 by a slim margin, will run for governor if Dalrymple doesn't seek another term. I think she's running. Cramer told the Forum of Fargo-Moorhead's editorial board, then added the disclaimer that she wouldn't run if Dalrymple wants another term. Heitkamp hasn't ruled out a governor run for governor in 2016, but said she is concentrating on her Senate work, a position reiterated by an aide. Dalrymple was elected in 2012 with 63% of the vote after being appointed as lieutenant governor to fill a vacancy created when then-Governor John Hovind was elected to the Senate in 2010. To support his prediction, Cramer noted that Heitkamp had made frequent appearances around the state and is keeping a very high profile, suggesting she is positioning herself for a possible run for governor. By defeating Rick Berg, a Republican who served a single term in the House before trying to move up to the Senate, Heitkamp proved she can win, Cramer said. Berg beat Earl Pomeroy, a longtime Democrat incumbent, in 2010. She's a Democrat in a very Republican state, but she's also a very well-liked Democrat in a Republican state. Question whether or not she'll opt to switch from a seat in the Senate to the North Dakota governor's mansion is assumed more than parlor game fascination among Republicans. With this session, passed a bill to require a special election to fill a vacant Senate seat. A move some Democrats have said is aimed at dissuading Heitkamp to run for governor. Will she run? Will Governor Dalrymple run for re-election? Let's play the parlor game. You tell me at 800-228-0550. 800-228-0550. This is What's On Your Mind.
Like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. Find the easy links at whatsonyourmindradio.com.
Northwest Landowners Association in North Dakota was established to help maintain a balance between resource development and property rights of individuals. We want to be the conduit between private property owners and North Dakota industry in both directions. The association is the united voice of landowners finding solutions to problems. We want to ensure that our kids and grandkids have the same opportunity to make a living off the land that we've had. Go to nwlandowners.com to view our mission and get information on membership. The Northwest Landowners Association strives to create a network of information, support, education, promote property rights issues to ensure a balanced and fair development of our resources. To accomplish this, we bring together a network of property owners, operators, and residents to share and discuss information to ensure the resources are developed in a responsible manner. Go to nwlandowners.com.
Guarantees are hard to come by in life, but MyPillow has one. Hi, friends. I'm Scott Hinnon. I want you to sleep on the pillow I sleep on because I've never had one like it. I've never slept better. Mike Lindell is the CEO. He's been on television. You've probably seen him in those commercials, maybe heard our interview with him. He will tell you, and I believe, sleep is the most important thing to your health. And MyPillow is the most important thing for your sleep. In addition to all the testimonies you're going to hear from friends and neighbors and coworkers and others, and I've heard them, who own the world's most comfortable pillow, if you go to MyPillow.com, they have sleep facts where you can find out about all kinds of great benefits you can get from a good night's sleep and how much it'll help your overall health and well-being. So check that out at MyPillow.com. While you're there, browse, find the great savings. Use the promo code SCOTT for a 50% off deal, 2-for-1 on the original classic pillow, MyPillow.com, promo code SCOTT, or call this number, 800-506-9028, 800-506-9028, MyPillow, guaranteed, the most comfortable pillow you'll ever own.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283, or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
Congressman Kevin Cramer next hour in the Talk Radio Town Hall. Your questions or comments for him for the entire hour on any of all issues. Looking forward to that today. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550. And or emails, welcome, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Email here says, rules are to be followed. A kid can be the best driver at 10, but can't because of rules. All right. There you go. Ignoring the rules for political reasons. Sounds like D.C., says Tom. Yeah, doesn't it, though? Sounds like D.C. is right. Some good news out of Brian Rauschenberger today, the state tax commissioner. Fourth quarter taxable sales and purchases up 16.7%. Unbelievable. 16.7% over, obviously, those same months in 2013. So a pretty good jump. And that's obviously at a time when oil prices were already a good third lower during the fourth quarter of 2014 than they were during the fourth quarter of 2013. So pretty amazing. 13 of the 15 major sectors reported taxable sales and purchases gains when compared to the fourth quarter a year ago. And if you think 16.7 is a nice number, how about Botno up 567%? Now, Watford City, 62%. Beach, 31%. And Watford City, again, up over incredible gains previously. Beach up 31%. Stanley, 29%. The counties that were the highest percentage increases for the first fourth quarter, Botno County, obviously, 300-some percent. But Dunn County, 80%. Sioux County, 77%. Slope County, 57%. McKenzie up 54%. We'll effort an interview with Ryan to crunch some more of those numbers and see what they look like. But certainly that is a good sign at a time when things were slowing down a little bit. Christian in Fargo, you're next on What's on Your Mind. Go ahead.
Good day.
All good day to you.
Is, you know, dittos to the last comments about the kid winning the contest with ESPN. It's just making ESPN look really, really shallow and bad. It's too bad. It's unfortunate. And then the deal with Iran, you know, we wouldn't allow a nuclear plant to be built in this country for the last 40 years. How come we're going to allow them to build one over there? Especially when nuclear power is going to be phased out by solar power and other renewable sources. Not only that, you know, that more people die in this country mining coal and oil and drilling oil than have died in the entirety of the nuclear power program. So it's quite interesting that we're going to allow them to do something that they don't allow this country to do anymore.
Well, it doesn't surprise me in any way, shape, or form. And obviously we would have less.
Surprise is the wrong word.
Yeah, to have influence over telling another country whether they can build something or not build something is one thing. But again, we're allowing it in this case in the sense of the deal to lift the sanctions, right?
Yeah.
Not to mention their argument of how they're going to use that nuclear capability is for power. Do you believe that, Christian? Do you believe they're going to use they're going to follow these rules and actually use it for what it's supposed to be used for, or are they going to be using it to cover up some nefarious activity?
Well, I don't think it matters. I think they're going to do what they want to do regardless of anything they sign or don't sign or don't say with us or anybody else. This is just what it is, and it's always been that way. Our administration is once again just kicking the can down the road, but the can's getting more and more dangerous. Have a great day.
Christian, appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 800-228-0550, 701-258-0550, studio at whatsonyourmindradio.com. Here's a call that came in during our last break.
Personally, I think I'd like to see Lieutenant Governor Drew Wrigley run for governorship. I have nothing against Jack Baldwinkle. I really like the guy. He's a good governor. I have nothing against him whatsoever. My only concern is Heidi, if she runs, might connect a little bit better with the younger people. And I think Drew Wrigley just has a personality and things that people, if they got to know him a little bit, I think they'd really like him. And I think he would connect better with the under 35 crowd than Jack Baldwinkle does. And again, I have to say, I really like Jack Baldwinkle. I'm fucking against him. I think it's time for Drew Wrigley to step up.
All right. The caller would like to see Drew Wrigley's he is, you mentioned, youthful, energetic, all of that for sure. Watched him close as he was the U.S. attorney here, and obviously he has had a political role in North Dakota for a long time. Some may remember he was executive director for the party. He was also a campaign official for Governor John Hoeven in 2000 when he was running for governor. So, Tom in Jamestown, I got about a half a minute for you. Quickly, go ahead.
Yeah, I just want to make a comment about negotiating with Iran.
it would probably make sense to stop all the negotiating with Iran. Iran's a terrorist country. They've had tremendous acts of terrorism over the last 25 years. They've got American blood on their hands. It wouldn't hurt the world to take out those nuclear sites. They probably should have been done a while back. The longer it goes, the more difficult it's probably going to be and cost more lives to do that.
Good points, Tom. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. Congressman Kevin Cramer takes your calls next on What's on Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A word about agriculture from the North Dakota Farm Bureau. When animal activists started impacting farmers and ranchers that raise animals for food in our great state, one organization, the North Dakota Farm Bureau, decided to do something about it. Farm Bureau stood up for our state's farmers and ranchers by initiating a constitutional amendment to safeguard modern farming and ranching practices. The result? North Dakota became the first state to constitutionally protect agriculture practices, and the measure passed with more than 70% approval from North Dakota voters. It didn't go unnoticed in other states either. Many are now forging ahead with similar plans. Agriculture is an important industry to our state, and the North Dakota Farm Bureau is the voice for agriculture in North Dakota. Farm Bureau is also the voice for limited government, self-reliance, and economic progress. Tenants have made this country great. Learn more about all the North Dakota Farm Bureau has to offer at their website, ndfb.org. ndfb.org. Your state. Your future. Your Farm Bureau.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.